Pasuk it says the word klolo next to imoy. So that's the limud yechayev on each one separately. That's what Rabbi Yashi learns. But without the special limud, I would have thought to say yoni chayev on both. So according to him, Yitaka need the word oy lechalik. But Rabbi Yonis and Amano, mashma shneim ki yechod o mashma echad b'fnei atzmoy. Even though the Pasuk says them together, it could also be mashma each one by itself. I would know anyway when you curse just your mother yechayev or just your father. Ad until ad sheyifrat lecho akosev yachtov. Those are pasuk says specially together. So according to Reb Yonasan, the word oy is extra. But according to Kashrus, according to Reb Yashia, the word oy by Ashrei Mesher that says meisa nishbar is not extra. I need the word oy lechalik. So if so, I do not know that a shivuya is chayiv. Samura says no. Afilu temir Reb Yashia. Even if you want to say the Mishnah, we go according to Reb Yashia. That usually you need the word oy. Here I do not need it. My time, what's the reason? Svaruhu, it's a svaruh. Mali kotla kula, mali kotla palga. Now the pasuk says, by Hashem is surely chayiv, it was nishbar or meis. If it broke, when it hurt itself, or else it died. So here it's a svaruh for each one separately chayiv. My nafkamina, if the whole animal died, or only half of it died, that it broke and hurt itself. But my see chayiv. See, the word oy is extra, therefore from the word oy, I dash in shivuya, even if it was captured, also yichai. That the Gemara says, Gnev of the Aveda v'shirom minolan. How do I know that a shema shol, if you borrow something, you're chayv if it was stolen from you or lost from you? The chitena, maybe you'll tell me, Nelef mishvuro mesa. I'll learn it out from the fact that Torah says, if the animal died, ba'oinis, or it broke ba'oinis, that yichayv. So for sure, Yechayv if it was stolen, which is a little bit of a pshia upon your part. Tamar says, no. Malish v'rumeisa deloy efsha lemitrach v'yasuyay. You can't do anything about it. Maybe that's why you're chayiv. But teyom abigneva v'yaveda, the efsha lemitrach v'yasuyay, that since lemais it's still around, you just have to bother to get it. So maybe then the shell should be potter, and we'll say it's upon the bailim to go after it to get it back. How do I know to say that the shayl is chayiv if it was nigneb or nevda? So more says, Elu rather, ki ho, titanya. We learn like this. V'nish by remes. Says by your shayl if it broke or died. Ain li yela shivura umesa. I only know if it was shivura if it broke or mesa if it died. Kineva v'yaveda minayin. How do I know if it was stolen or lost that a shayl is chayiv? Or marta, I'll tell you kalvachayma. Grab a kalvachayma. A shayim esachar is potter if it breaks or dies. Chayiv, still he's chayiv like an oinus. He's chayiv, if so the gnev of Yaveda. Like this, forget. Ma shayim esachar, she potter mishvur mesa. Chav gom zamadach a shayim esachar. That he's potter on this type of an oinus, if it dies or breaks. Still he's chayiv, the gnev of Yaveda. If so, shayil, a shayim esachar, she chayiv mishvur mesa. That a shell is chayiv if it dies or breaks, even though it's an onus, still is chayiv. Ein adin, isn't this a svarom? She chayiv b'gnev v'yaveda. That it should also be chayiv on gnev v'yaveda. So I know from a kabbalchama from a svarom like that a shell should be chayiv on gnev v'yaveda. And v'zehu kabbalchama sheina lov tshuva. This is a kabbalchama that you can't ask any questions upon. So Mar says like my ena lov tshuva. What do you have to tell me this for? Like what have I thought to say? There is a question. The chitamim maybe you'll tell me. Ikal mifrach, maybe you can ask like this. Mal ushoi mesocho, shekei mishalom tashlumi kefil, betoyin tanas liste mezuyin. That maybe ushoi mesocho is more chumro, because he's potter on liste mezuyin. So if he tain is that it was stolen through armed robbers, so right now he's potter. And later we find out that he himself has it, so that's called toyin tanas ganef, that'll be chayiv kefil. Mashen kein ashoyol, there's nowhere that he's chayiv kefil. So maybe a shayim asachar is more chumra than a shayil. So then maybe that's the pircha. The Mor says no. Afilu hochi karno the shayil adifa. Avad is more of a svara that a shayil is more lechumra since he always has to pay the karen. There's no way that he can free himself. Even though he doesn't have to pay kefil, but since at all times he has to pay for the karen, that's a more chumra. Therefore that's the kabachayma. That if a shayim asachar is chayiv on gnev v'aveda, for sure a shayil is also chayiv on gnev v'aveda. He boy same or else if you want I'll tell you he boy is same as svara. It's a svara like this. List the mezuyin gazlin who. List the mezuyin is called the gazlin. And Rashi says, Gaznua, the Afilu Nishpa Shem Misoch Rakach Lashekev Nimso, Shoyet Loy, Loy Mechayev Kefil, Shem Kefil Allah Begoinif, but not by a Gazlin. So it comes out that by a Shem Misochor, there is no way he pays Kefil. Like even if he tainis, Toyin tainis, list the Mizuyin, it's called a Gazlin. A Gazlin is Potter on Kefil. So therefore, Pshita, there's no Chumra of a Shem Misochor over a Shoyel. Now, Ashkechon Lechiyuvay. I know now all the Chiyuvim of a Shoyel. That is Chayav Aveda. I know. Now, Lifter Minolan. How do we know that he's Potter? The Mishnah says, by a Shem Shoyel, if the Bailam is with you, like Rashi says, Shimbol of my Potter. How do I know if the Bailam is with you, you're Potter? Ashkechon Lechiyuvay. Lifter Minolan. Vichitema, maybe you tell me, Nelof Mishvuro Mesa. I'll learn it out from the case of Shvuro Mesa. In other words, the question is now, I know that Shvuya is Chayiv, or else Geneva Ve'aved is Chayiv by Shem Eshoyel. How do I know that they're also Potter, Bebol of Imoy? Zemara says, learn it out from Shvuro Mesa. That's the two Chiyuvim the Torah says by Eshoyel. If it broke or it died by you, you're Chayiv. But it also says, if the owner is by you, you're Potter. So just like when the owner is with the Shomer, he's Potter on Shvuro Mesa, the same way he's Potter from Geneva Ve'aveda and from Shvuya. So Mara says, no, Malah Shvuro Mesa, Shekain Onus. Maybe Onikos is an Onus Gomor, that's why you Potter the Ball of Imoy. But maybe Geneva Ve'aveda, that's not a real Onus, maybe then is Shirlis Chayiv, even though the Bailam is with him. So Mara says, true, El Raza Goma Mishrei Mesachar. I'll learn out the Shoyel from a Shoyel Mesochar. Again, the Shailer is, how do we know that a Shoyel is Potter on Geneva Ve'aveda if the owner is with the Shomer? When the Shoyel borrowed the Para, he also borrowed the owner to work for him. So how do we know if it was stolen then that the Shoyel is Potter? So the Gemara says, learn out from Shoyel Mesochar Gufa. For the Gemara, but Shoyel Mesochar Gufa Minolon. How do I know this Ptur by a Shoyel Mesochar? Tzemora says, Gamri chiyuve d'shoyel mesocho, mechiyuve d'shoyel. I learn now from a shoyel. Ma lahalem b'baylem potter, avkam b'baylem potter. Learn now from a shoyel. The Rashi says, Gamri chiyuve d'shoyel mesocho, dainu gneve v'aveido, mechiyuve d'shoyel. I learn now the chiyuvim that it says by shoyel mesocho, just like the chiyuvim that it says by shoyel. Not just like a shoyel. He's Potter. If the Bailam is with him, she was showing the Socher on his Chiyuv Magneva Ve'aveda, he'll also be Potter if the Bailam is with him. The more of my Gomer, how could I learn out the Shem Socher from a Shoyel? Even Mamet Sinu, if Mamet Sinu, Wikle Mifrach, Kirafachinon, Shekain Onus, I can't learn out that maybe the Torah only said by a Shoyel when the Bailam is with him, he's Potter only on a real Inus of Mesa Shvura, but maybe not by Gneva Ve'aveda, it's not a real Inus. El the Gemara says, Omak Rada Pasuk says, V'chi Yishol, Avav, V'chi, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, the Vav is there, Tehra on to the Inyan Rishon, V'yilmoit Elyon Mitachtem, I learn out Elyon, the top part, from the bottom part. The Rashi says, so we're learning out now, it says clearly, V'chi Yishol Avav, that the Alocha of Bolavimoi applies even to the Pasha of Shem Mesachar. That's how I know that the Pasha before Shem Sochar also, if the owner is with the Shemar, then the Shem is put even on Gnebe Ve'aveda. The verse says, V'yakati, Shoyel mi Shem Sochar le'gomar. But maybe you can't learn out a Shoyel from a Shem Sochar. V'yikla nifroch, mal the Shem Sochar shkain pote b'shvur o'mesa. A Shem Sochar is more p'tur, because on any type of an onus, he's potter on. Te'yoma b'shel shechai b'shvur o'mesa. Mashenkin is Shoyel, that's Chayiv on Regaloinsin, maybe I can learn out one from the other. El the Gemara says like this, Gneva v'yaveda b'sher l'chiyuvim minolon, the Gomer m'sher m'socher. Must like this. Anyway, how do we know that a Shoyel is Chayiv on Gneva v'yaveda? Because we learn it out from m'sher m'socher. So Gemara says if so, da yalovim min adin liyaz kenodon. You can't learn out more than it says over there by m'sher m'socher. Ma Gneva v'yaveda the m'sher m'socher. Bebailam Potter, just like by Yishrei Masoch himself. True, the Torah says it's Chayav Gneva Ve'aveda. But we have the extra vav, V'chi Yishol, to say the Ptura of Bailam Imoy applies to the Pasha of Yishrei Masoch. So if Yishrei Masoch has the Bailam with him, he's Potter on Gneva Ve'aveda. If something more says, the Shoyel Nami, how do we know a Shoyel is Chayav Gneva Ve'aveda? Only question learning out of Kavuchayma from Yishrei Masoch. says so a shoyl can't be more chumra than a shoyl mesachor. And so if there is potter, so the shoyl nami b'baylam potter. Shoyl also should be potter b'baylam. So more says that depends. Honi chalaman the yisle dayim. That's good if you open the svar of dayim when you make a kavu chayma, you can't learn out more than it says over there. Elu laman the less le dayim. But if we all know, we could learn out more than it has over there. Ma'ik l'meimah, what can you say then? Because how do we know by his shoyol, if the Bailam is with him, he'll be potter on Geneva Ve'aveda? Tumor says, Ela Raz Omakor, the Potek says, V'chi Yishal, that Vov Moisav Alinyin Rishoin, there's a hekish to the Pasha of Shoyol, the third Pasha, to the Pasha before of Shoyol Mesachor. V'yilmoid Elyon V'tachtoin, V'tachtoin V'yelyon. We learn out both ways. We learn out that the Chiyav of Gnevi Vaveda applies to Shoyl also, and we learn now each one back from the other, therefore the Pasha of Bolavimai applies even by Gnevi Vaveda. That's why I know a Shoyl is Potter and Gnevi Vaveda if the Bailam is with him. Now the verse says, we learn like this, a Shoyl, Pshia Vavailam, what's going to be true? The Shoyl has the Bailam with him. But not only was it Nignavor Ovdo, but the Shoymer, the Shoyl was a Pshaya, he was negligent. Whether it's a shoyim mesocher or a shoyel, is he potter or not? So Mar says, "Pligi bor avach ravina." So machlokes. Chadam mechayiv. No. We'll soon see why he's chayiv. The chadam a potter. Man diyom mechayiv. The one that says he's chayiv k'savar mikra nidresh tofonov v'loy lefnei fonov. Passed on a dashim before, not all the way before. Hilkach in bolov imoi a shoyim mechinim loyksiv. It doesn't talk about the pasuk of shoyim mechinim. O pshia nami b'shoyim mesocher. Uvishoyel leksiv. Therefore, the pasha of Pshia, the third, doesn't talk about by a shoyim mesocher or a shoyel. So, what's the Pshia? I mean, it's only talks about a shoyim mechinim. So, the shoyim mechinim, the only time he's chayiv, if he's a pshay, if he's negligent. Mashenken by a shoyim mesocher, the third doesn't talk like that. The other third says it's chayiv and geneva v'aveda. So, therefore, in the pasha of Pshia, there's no halach, there's no kula of volavimai. So, therefore, even by a shoyim mesocher and by a shoyel, if the shoyim are pshaya, they'll be chayiv. Even though the Bailam is with him. Hilkach, therefore, v'shoy mesocho v'shoyol l'chiyuvei osse dekav l'choy m'shoy mechinam. That a shoy mesocho l'nesocho is chayiv. If they're p'sheya, that's a kav l'choy m'shoy mechinam. Mavach a shoy mechinam is chayiv on p'sheya, for sure a shoy mesocho and a shoyol is chayiv. Abu v'bailam liftor, for that it should be a p'tur. If the Bailam, if the owner is working by the shoymer, af v'shoy mesocho v'shoyol loy, even by a shem asoch and by a shoyl, you don't have this p'tur. My time, what's the reason? Kiksiv in bolavimoi lo yishalim. When does the pasuk talk about when it says that if the Bailam is with you, your p'tur, a shoyl, v'yashem asochor, ahanachiyu v'nichtiv v'hu v'edya, hu d'michtivei. The pasuk only says the p'tur on the chiyuv, and it says clearly, by a shem asochor of Gneva v'aveda, and by a shoyl on einsen of Nathan Shvura. But Shia is not talking about, therefore, we owe this man the hold if the Shema was a Pesha.